The 23rd of August 2020, my name is Ray and this is More Than Therapy episode number 4. We're talking today about relationship issues during the pandemic. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. According to a new study from the University of California, San Francisco, people in loving and supportive relationships are able to manage diseases and other challenges associated with the pandemic more effectively. This does not mean that couples never argue or sometimes are frustrated, but it is typically the case that they resolve conflicts constructively, working together to solve problems, take the other's perspective, and respond appropriately when the other feels stressed. Support for others means that these couples are likely to fare better, said the study's lead author, Dr. Michael D. Schmidt, a professor of psychology at the University of California, San Francisco. The report, conducted for married couples by Lasting, a survey by Knot that surveyed more than 1,000 engaged couples in the U.S. and Canada, found that despite the social distance guidelines announced in mid-March in the U.S., more than three-quarters of couples still spend more time together than usual, the report said. In fact, more than 40% of these couples reported spending 20 hours or more per week, as usual, in a room that many share, even when they work together outside the home. As a result, those who said they had learned something new about life over time, such as how to deal with stress in the face of unknown snacking habits and new expectations that they might have after a pandemic, and sometimes with life itself, married couples spent 35 hours or more per week together, and almost 4 in 10 couples said that their priorities in terms of relationship health included joint financial management, healthy management of disagreements and focus on sexual intimacy, including spending quality time and satisfaction with the quality of time they spent together. About half of married couples admitted that they had experienced their relationships weakened as a result of COVID-19. Almost 4 out of 10 couples reported a decline in their sexual satisfaction with their partner. Couples brought together by COVID-19 get together, spend more time together and discover that you have too much of a good thing, says an expert on romantic relationships at Harvard. One of the biggest challenges for couples now is deciding how much and how much separation they want from each other. This is because engaged couples have learned more about their love for each other at 66% than before COVID-19 erupted. According to a recent study by the University of California, Berkeley, some people find it difficult to adjust to the fact that their spouse is not at home all day. It is important to take some time to maintain your partner's mental health and relationship strength. In these strange and difficult times, it is also worth considering additional ways to protect your relationship and try to deal with the relationship problems that the virus causes a bit better. The old adage, how to maintain a good relationship, is as relevant and important today as it was before the coronavirus. Try to stay in touch with your partner in a variety of ways, including through social media, email, phone calls and other forms of communication. Whether you're in a long-term relationship, getting used to each other or are somewhere in between, here are some tips for keeping relationships healthy through the turbulence of a coronavirus pandemic. Accommodation with your partner can create additional pressure, which can alter or completely outlive your ability to go to school, work, visit friends or travel to other parts of the country. It is often easy to assume that everyone responds to high levels of stress in the same way as you do, but your partner may actually have other coping mechanisms to mitigate pandemics-related triggers. Many people report experiencing a new sense of closeness, and it seems strange that the pandemics have affected relationships in this way. Although the reactions are very different, some actions can astonish others if they are not explained openly. In my work, I have heard from customers that people get closer through working together with a partner. Many report feeling stronger than ever with their partner, and some have become the person they want to be with forever. People in loving and supportive relationships are able to address other challenges related to the pandemic more effectively. Loneliness and isolation are worrying factors that most people want to avoid for their own mental health. This does not mean that couples never argue or sometimes are frustrated, but they are usually able to resolve conflicts constructively by working together to resolve problems, to take on the perspective of the other, and to respond when the other feels stressed. Support for others means couples are likely to fare better, according to a recent study from the University of California, San Diego. This has been More Than Therapy, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.